Hello and welcome. This is your guide, Jamie. Before we begin, I invite you to take a moment and set yourself up. Well, look, what do you need right now? Find a space where you can actually listen. Not half listen, not scroll and listen, not cook and listen. Yes, this activation is effective in itself, but the more open you can allow yourself to be, the more safe you feel, the better your mind will behave with the new information given to you. Your field is never the problem. What we are usually taking care of with setting up ourselves is so that the mind, our protectors, can relax. If you can, I also invite you to get some good headphones and let your body be supported, however that feels natural to you. Sitting or lying down, just make yourself really cozy, and also just prepare yourself in a way that feels like an exhale for you. It feels like, yes, this is for me right now. The next couple minutes are just for me. This activation doesn't require effort. It requires presence. So now, if you need to adjust your space, I invite you to pause this now and come back when you are ready to be here. So, I welcome you. Take one breath that is a little slower and deeper than your usual breath, and let the exhale be longer than the inhale. Good. We are not trying to get somewhere. We are just arriving. So, come here for a second. Not physically, just come closer. Let's not rush this. You know that feeling when you're about to say something important and your body gets ahead of you? Your chest tightens just a little. Your jaw sets, your mind starts drafting the sentence before you have even felt it fully. That's not wrong. That's protection. Most of us learn to speak from there, from the part that braces, from the part that wants to make sure we don't get misunderstood or overrun, dismissed, exposed. But there is another place inside you that can speak and has the deep desire to finally express itself. And it doesn't feel like what we are used to speak from. It feels slower, wider. Like your words are rising from the back of your spine instead of the front of your mouth. Right now, just continue to drop deeper in your body, naturally. Notice the precious gift of a body that you have. And as you notice, is there any subtle readiness in you, or any micro tension, any leaning forward? That's the habit of reaction. And again, it's not bad, it just isn't coherent. Coherence doesn't rush to prove, it doesn't sharpen itself to survive. It doesn't inflate so it won't feel small. It waits, not in silence, in alignment. There is different. You have felt it before. Maybe in a moment where someone expected you to react and you didn't. You paused, not because you were suppressing yourself, but because you were feeling yourself. And when you finally spoke, it was simple, clean, and strangely powerful. Not loud, not dramatic in any way, but undeniable. That is the signature of this code. That is what you are embodying now. Speaking from coherence means your body is not fighting your voice. Your breath isn't climbing while you talk. Your stomach isn't tightening to brace for impact. You are not already defending yourself before anyone has even responded. You are just there, rooted. There is something wild about that kind of steadiness, because it doesn't need the last word. It doesn't need applause, reaction, or even a win. It just stands. And when something stands without aggression, without proving, people feel it. The universe responds. Reaction feels hot. Coherence, feels grounded. Reaction wants to discharge. Coherence wants to land. So, as you continue to observe your body, maybe even put your hands in a place on your body where you are called to. Maybe it's your chest, your heart, your belly, your shoulders, your legs, wherever. Just observe where your vessel would love your presence. Let's try something. Think of a moment recently where you reacted, where you spoke from heat. Feel your body remembering that. There was a moment, right? Charge, maybe speed. Now imagine that same moment, but this time you give yourself one breath longer. One breath where you don't collapse. One breath where you don't attack. One breath where you don't explain. You just feel. And then you speak from there. Notice the difference. How the energy within you expands. Maybe even first it feels a bit like contraction, because it can be a unknown feeling for many. But if you trust yourself just a little bit more and just dip your toes into this energy, feel how it integrates itself automatically, because it is your nature. Your nature lives in a certain kind of ease that is both enjoying joy and enjoying the hardships. That place in between the highs and the lows is what it means to be human. And what we are integrating here right now is allowing your human to fully inhabit your potential. Not in you will be something, but in what you always already were. You are feeling is what most people are missing, or better said, are not remembering anymore. They think honesty means intensity. They think clarity means speed. They think confidence means volume. It doesn't. Confidence is the ability to remain steady while you speak. Clarity is when your body and your words are on the same page. Coherence is when you don't abandon yourself mid-sentence. And here is the mind blower. Your truth does not get weaker because you waited. It gets cleaner. It gets more exact. Because your truth doesn't expire if you don't blurt it. It matures. And when it comes out of maturity, it doesn't wobble, it doesn't leak, it doesn't spiral afterward. You speak and you stay. That's the part most people don't practice, don't remember. Staying. No energetic withdrawal after. No replaying the conversation, no shrinking, no hardening, just stay. Feel your chest for a moment. Let your breath slow naturally. There is a version of you that doesn't need to react to feel powerful, a version that doesn't need to dominate, to feel safe. A version that can look someone in the eyes and say something true without flinching internally. That version isn't louder, it's integrated. That's who this activation is inviting forward. In real life, this looks simple. It looks like saying, "Let me sit with that for a second." It looks like not answering immediately. It looks like choosing tone consciously. It looks like letting your body settle before your mouth moves. It looks like trusting that you are not losing ground just because you are not rushing. You are not here to react well. You are here to embody before you respond. Now feel your spine again. Not straighter, just present. And feel how an energy moves through it, integrating and remembering all that is being transmitted from beyond the words. The mind understands. And while the mind understands, remembers, or maybe even is blank right now, something so beautiful and profound is happening. You are recognizing yourself again from beyond all the stories, from beyond all that you think you are. A place of peace, a place of, oh, something is happening again in my life. Alright, something is happening again. This is unexpected. Alright, this is unexpected. It's a place of power from safety. I invite you now to say quietly inside yourself, "I don't rush my truth." Again, "I don't rush my truth." And one more time, "I don't rush my truth." Let that land. Coherence isn't something you perform or learn. It's what happens when you stop interrupting yourself. When your nervous system learns, it doesn't have to fight for your voice to matter. and all that has just happened within you or not happened within you, whatever is there with you, I invite you to just let it be what it is and give yourself some grace. You are so powerful, so beautiful, so important. Not because of what you did, but the innate value that you were born with. And allow yourself to see that. The more you let yourself fall into seeing that, the right people will recognize that in you. Trust that. The music will continue now. Stay with the steadiness. Let your body memorize what it feels like to speak from where you are actually standing, raw, embodied. And again, not from fear anymore, not from defense, but from coherence, my friend. Mahalo, I see you.